Two more people have died from complications of COVID-19 in Iowa, and that brings the total number of deaths to 3, and 56 more have tested positive. At her daily coronavirus news conference today, Governor Kim Reynolds added that there have been a total of more than 3,700 negative tests. Reynolds talked about the need to adjust the state response to the spread of the coronavirus as time goes on. She said there may be a need to impose more regulations or to dial back on what has been done.
The last thing that I want to issue is an order that shuts down a business and puts families and individuals and, as I said, the backbone of our economy at risk. And so I don't take them lightly.
Reynolds became overcome with emotion talking about the dangers and stress put upon Iowans by the coronavirus pandemic.
You know, Iowans are scared and they're nervous, and I appreciate that, but we're going to get through it. And if you keep doing what we've asked you to do, we will be back to those good days. So hang in there.
The governor was also asked about the need to bring in more personal protective equipment and ventilators. She said the state was making progress in both areas. Nebraska today sadly saw its first death from the coronavirus. The person was over 60 years old and had underlying health conditions. However, Nebraska and South Dakota have both seen the spread of COVID-19 go from widespread to regional. And a first confirmed case of COVID-19 has been reported in Union County in southeast South Dakota. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have more updates later this hour. I'm Mary Hartnett.